part of the Metal Kingdom. This is...
Well, I'm just kidding. It's Diego Santos. I'm just doing a pre-tape. What you're about to listen is an interview between Hector, our heavy metal king, and Krisu from Finland, director of Knights Angels of Doom. Sorry we've been slow on our content. The last couple of weeks have been rough for us personally and professionally. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And just keep a lookout. I think coming soon we have the This Is Happening Cavalcade of Cosplay episode where we talk about New York Comic Con. Yeah, a few weeks late, whatever. We also got the episode about Halloween coming up in a couple of weeks. We also have our very controversial episode about double standards and you know, male and females interaction. And we'll also be doing a podcast probably live from Exotica, New Jersey. That's the pornography convention or adult convention, whatever they call it. You guys know what I'm talking about. All right, so let's just knock this interview out the way with Metal Kingdom, Hector and Krisu. So, guys, raise your horns up and let's get metal!
So, hello, how are you? So, here we are. We are doing an interview with my friend Krisu, an incredibly gifted and talented director, creator of Night Satan and the Loops of Doom, on a fantastic film, but also a predominant musician in his own music band. Please give us a moment and tell us about what your band is about and what you guys play.
I come from Finland, and we have in this place called Turku, we have this band duo called Black Totem, and it's like this Danzig influenced, Samhain influenced sort of metal blues hybrid sort of, yeah, a duo. We're loud, even though there's just two of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. How long have you guys been playing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
It's just breaking up a little bit, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me reiterate. How long have you guys been playing?
Since I think we formed the band in like 2006 or something like that. It's always been a hobby for me. It's not like, cause I'm like mainly focusing on my film work. So we've been sort of really slow with recording stuff. And, we've just made, two vinyl, EPs, like 7 inches. And then, this year we released our first LP, which is a self-titled Black Totem album.
Now, let's say, how can people grab a listen? Can anyone buy it, like, off iTunes or something?
We have a Bandcamp. It's Black Totem Bandcamp, and you can listen to everything we ever recorded there. And then the latest LP you can download for, like, any price you want to pay for it, so you can download for free if you're like cheap. But,
yeah,
but if you want to donate something to the band, you can donate something.
That's really cool. Have you guys played live over there or anywhere at any time?
Yeah, we play like, let's say 4 to 8 gigs every year. We're not that, like, we don't try to get gigs, but if we are asked to play with some other cool bands, then we might do it. So it's like my other job is like my film work. It's so time consuming that I don't have really that much time to put into Black Totem.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as I would want to, you know.
I see. Was it always planned to be a two-piece, or have you ever wanted to have more members?
No, it was like from the beginning it was planned as a two-piece because there's a lot of bands that I really like and admire which are two-piece bands, and then I just like thought I wanted to try it out because there's also this thing that I play this like bedpan guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of steel bedpan, and it has this like special sound to it. And I always thought if we had a bass in the band, it would sort of like, it would cancel out some of the aspects of the bedpan guitar.
Sounds really cool though. Sounds really awesome. What do you see a future for Black Totem, or is this something that eventually you think it'll be eclipsed by your movie career?
I don't know. It's like it's something that I need as an alphabet, and I'm like always writing songs and stuff. So and you know, because it's has these like roots in the blues and you know, guys that play blues, they just get better when they get older. So I see a future for Black Totem.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
Like glorious future that I see, but still, you know, we're probably going to be making songs and recording and releasing, you know.
Yeah.
We have like really limited pressings of our vinyl that we've been doing. So we only did 100 of the LP, sold out, you know, in a couple of weeks. And, yeah, so we're not trying to get famous or anything.
I get you. I also am a big fan of blues, and I agree with you. Blues is like wine, you know. The longer you wait to drink and have it, the better it gets. You know, it just gets better with age.
Yeah.
Now you said that you're inspired. One of your biggest influences is Danzig. That pretty much covers the metal aspect. What is your blues influence?
Just out of like old blues legends that I like to listen to, and like Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker and Robert Johnson, of course, and one of my favorites always been Blind Willie Johnson. You know him?
Yeah.
He's got the coolest voice.
Yeah. Skip. Go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go on.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, you continue, I didn't cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, it's like, I just mentioned, like, Skip James, also one that I like a lot. But yeah, that sort of thing.
At what age did you begin playing music?
Well, when I was a teenager, I played the drums in a couple of, like, punk bands,
mm-hmm.
and in a grindcore band. But then I started playing the guitar, I think around like 10 years ago or something like that. I took a couple of guitar lessons, but not many. I'm not super talented at playing. I'm more of a songwriter and more like storyteller and stuff like that. That's what I want to do with the.
Definitely, man. When I saw Night Satan Loops of Doom, I knew that you were a talented storyteller, and it was just such an enthralling film, a feast for the senses.
Thanks, man.
Has Night Totem ever played in the States, or will they ever?
Night Satan?
No, I mean Black Totem, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we never played outside Finland, not yet. We have had, like, just been taught about like a gig in Sweden, but the thing is, like I said before, we don't put a lot of effort into pushing Black Totem to go anywhere. It's just more like an outlet and it's
a hobby.
And we want to make the albums and release the vinyl and the songs also sort of to. Because when it's on vinyl, when it's in, you know, like the covers, then it's like officially there, the song exists. Before that, it doesn't exist as long as it's on your, you know, laptop or whatever. It has to be pressed.
Will there ever be any Black Totem songs in one of your movies?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot. It's like, it's possible. Just have to make some sort of like redneck horror flick too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would totally love that. Some backwoods psychopaths. That'd be great.
Yeah, we've made a couple of music videos, and you can find them on YouTube.
Give us some names, man. Tell us the name of these music videos so our listeners can go out and look for them.
Yeah, it's like the first one is from our first EP. It's called Walk Till I'm Lost, and then the second one is called I Will Haunt You.
Nice. I know what I'm looking for tonight. That is my mission.
Hope you enjoy.
I'm pretty sure I will. If we can segue a little bit out off the topic, because we talk about everything that has to do with heavy metal and, you know, also the aesthetic. Let's talk about Night Satan and the Lutes of Doom for a second, if we may. I am a huge monumental fan of this film. I think it's a masterpiece. I think that everybody and their mother should see this film. Would you mind telling us a little bit about the film? You know, for those who haven't seen it yet, give them a quick little sell.
Yeah, so it's I'm in a 24-minute short film about this band that actually exists called Night Satan. They play this like music which is influenced by Goblin and John Carpenter, like 80s horror and sci-fi movie score style instrumental electronic music.
Yeah.
And we've known them for a while, and we worked together on some projects before, and then at some point we started talking about making a music video for the band that I should direct it and so forth, and then pretty soon it became obvious that we need to do a short film with this like post-apocalyptic Mad Max style world, where it's more influenced by the 80s post-apocalyptic Italian cinema.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my film is dubbed in Italian, even though I don't know any Italian. So mm-hmm. It's like a 24-minute sort of post-apocalyptic, very nihilistic sort of musical adventure.
I like that, musical adventure. Now, regarding their costumes, I love their costumes, and I hear that a lot of people are going to start, like, if they ever show Night Satan in a theater or anywhere again, people are going to show up at the show in the Night Satan costumes. Were the costumes always a part of Night Satan, or did you develop them for the movie?
Yeah, I developed them for the movie, and I actually designed the costumes and designed all the characters for the film. I really love all that stuff. I'm like big, huge fan of all the old Star Wars and Masters of the Universe, like the action figures and stuff like that. So it was hugely influenced by that sort of thing from the 80s, action figures for, you know, all of those intergalactic space operas.
Nice. I myself have a lot of those action figures, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I love the fact that in the 80s they had like courage to have a lot of colors in the characters' outfits, because now it's like every sci-fi superhero film they have the characters' costume turn into black.
Gray. Like, everything's like sleek and all like pale. It's very, very discerning.
Yeah.
There's no style to anything anymore.
Yeah, it's true. It's sort of like, I don't know. I think they think that it's cool or something like that, with it being, you know, it's sort of really like graphic the style or something like that. But, you know, I really enjoy that old school way of having colors and, you know, like studs and leather and denim and all of that, you know.
Which brings me to my next point. You told me one time that you are not so much of a fan of music hitting out right now, that you really don't listen to much, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you tell us why that is? Like, give us your insight on what's going on in heavy metal or rock and roll in general today.
I don't know. It's like I hear is, you know, a lot of it's overproduced, and I'm not really into this sort of, I don't know if you call it like new metal or what you kids call it nowadays, but that sort of like Linkin Park sort of thing, that there's somebody growling and then they're singing like some sweet, you know, like pop star in the beginning, like in stuff like that. And I'm not into that at all.
I'm really
into more like the raw energy and like, you know, like older stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are, you know, like bands that still are able to, you know, recreate that old sound and that old feel, and there are some really good bands that I like, but mostly I listen to older stuff.
That's cool. Well, that's just probably fine, man. I appreciate the old stuff as much as the next guy, you know. I mean, there's some bands like that are out now that I do enjoy, but like yourself, the older stuff is the better stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I listen to a lot of different kind of metal, so I have like huge range of like what sorts of metal I listen to, and but like most stuff is old. There are some like decent Finnish like current bands that are around, but I don't really even try to find new bands anymore because like a lot of them are so disappointing.
Yeah, I get you, man. Couple of questions. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know how busy of a man you are back at the studio making more awesome films. So I'm just gonna give you a couple of wrap this up. What does Krizu do when not making music or movies? Is there like a third hobby, or is it just like air, like dead air until the next thing comes along?
Well, loads of stuff, but you know, like we really enjoy cooking good food, and we're big on cooking good food, and I think like eating is really important, like what you eat, you know. I'm not like vegan or anything, but like my wife is vegan, but I'm not, but we still eat like really healthy, and yeah, we cook like almost daily. We have great cats that we hang out with, and we watch like shitty movies and stuff like that.
That's my idea of a good time, bro. That is my idea of a good time. Where do you see yourself in like 5 years? Like where do you plan on being? What is your end game?
Yeah, you know, like if it was up to me, in 5 years' time, we would have like a Night 7 feature film would be made, and then we would be, you know, like on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just all that I'm aiming for right now is to make a Night 7 feature film, and you know, like I'm busting my ass every day to you know, like make that happen.
That's cool. So let's see if there's anything else. Let me just scan my brain to see if there's any final questions I have. No, not really. So so thank you so much, Krizu. This has been an incredibly fun, and I really enjoyed this interview. Thank you for being on my show.
Thank you.
And you know, like any parting words you want to give to the metal fans, you know, anything you want to, any knowledge you want to impart to the young kids out there today?
Yeah, well, I recommend to check out like the 90s, like beginning of the 90s, black metal from Norway. I really recommend that because at that time, those guys, they had like the right attitude to make the right sound. And even though like not all of the bands are great, and not like all the songs are not great or anything, but still they have the right sort of attitude how to make music. So if you're into metal, I think you should like explore that.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Again, thank you very much, Krizu. Hope to see you very soon. You know, I consider you a really good friend of mine, and I hope to be first in line for the feature film, the big one of Night Satan and the Lit Lutes of Doom. I will be there dressed up like a dork, so you expect that, okay?
Thank you, Hector. Good talking to you.
All right, have a good day, my friend. Bye.